USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a busy day of campaigning in three battleground states on Saturday, President Trump heading to New Hampshire for a Make America Great Again rally. Time is running out for a new coronavirus relief bill to pass before Election Day. One of the main sticking points is how much money should be going to cities and local governments. And according to Republican Senator John Thune, it's Democrats that are wanting to wait until after the election to help the American people out.
Money for the post office, money for farmers. I mean, we've moved a bill on the floor now twice in the Senate, but the Democrats have blocked it. So in the end, when the smoke clears after the election, hopefully we can sit down and people can, in good faith, start to compromise. But right now, my impression is that the House Democrats and Speaker Pelosi would much rather have the issue than they would have a solution. And we want a solution.
Thune speaking there on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Google has removed three apps aimed at children from its Google Play Store because of the app's improper data collection that violates the company policies. The three apps removed: Cats and Cosplay, Number Coloring, and Princess Salon. A Democrat running for Congress is raising some eyebrows with one of her positions. USA Radio Network's Trevor Smith explains.
A candidate for a Missouri congressional seat is suggesting that the Pentagon be defunded. Retired four-star General Jack Keane spoke on Fox News.
What that will do, it will encourage our adversaries and put national security of the American people at risk. And our adversaries will fundamentally exploit it. People have different, significantly different viewpoints as how to handle these problems. I think it's one, it's irresponsible, and two, it is very insulting to the American people.
The candidate, Cori Bush, slamming her critics as ignorant. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A former Democrat Senate leader is a big fan of ending the filibuster.
Former Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid of Nevada says if Democrats win both the presidency and the Senate, Joe Biden should take no more than 3 weeks to test bipartisanship before ending the filibuster. In an interview, Reid said that he understands that former Vice President and Delaware Senator wants to work with Republicans, but Reid said there's just too much that needs to be done to wait around trying to reach agreements under the decades-old Senate practice of requiring 60 votes to advance legislation. The one-time Senate Majority Leader says Democrats should give Republicans a little bit of time to see if they'll work with Biden. I'm Wyatt Cox.
A mandatory evacuation order has sent thousands of people fleeing from their homes near Rocky Mountain National Park in northern Colorado as wildfire officials dealt with wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour. Longtime Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News some of the devastation he's seeing in his home state.
I've seen houses on one side of the road completely intact and standing. And then the opposite side of the road, all you see is a chimney, metal roofing that was left from the fire, cars, shells. It's catastrophic.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.